Pluni. Told Yehuda that Zoche v'shtar zeh l'shem Pluni. I want you to receive the shtar. You be the shliach, like to be kind of the shtar for Shimon. And it was done in front of Shimon. So Reuven did not give the shtar directly to Shimon, but rather first he gave the shtar to Yehuda to Nacha. He should be mezakarit for Shimon. That was the case. Tekona. And Vishosak, now Shimon first kept quiet, and then for Lubsev Tzavach at the end when he received the shtar, that's when he started to beat Tzavach, scream, he doesn't want it. So here's the Machloikas. Tanakam is Tzavach me, Vishosak, since he kept quiet at the beginning. When Reuven was Mazaka Vishtar Aidei Nachar, is Keninu. At that time the Yachar was Kernel Vishtar for Shimon, Shimon owns it. Why the Kotsova, that he's being Tzava, he starts to scream now at the end when he really receives the shtar, but he wants to retract, and that he can't do. Once it was his, he can't retract anymore. He has to be mezakarit again to somebody else. From Shimon Lemil Tzava, no. His das at the end, we see that's what he really meant at the beginning, also. I, Vahaydu, Tzava, Kumikor, how come he didn't start screaming right away as soon as Reuven went to be mezakarit the shtar, I, the Yachar? Sava, Kashima thought like this. Kilo Yosel Yodai calls the man like the shtar did not come into my hand. On my Atzlach, why should I scream? So he didn't start screaming until the shtar finally came into his hand. So therefore, later when he received the shtar and he started to scream, that showed us really his das the whole time was to scream. So kids, this is the Shimon Gamliel that says, Hochiyah Soifayat Kilosai. The Omer of Yudah Mashmuel Halacha Kereb Yesu. We take a Paschal Kereb Yesu in our Mishnah that the Machshavas only go boss of the Oved, the one that's doing the Avodah, and not the Bailim. The Bailim, the Machshavas, is not Paschal. Now the Gemara says, Maisanu Tayyid, it was an Arab. The Yosalit Tzikunya, he came into the city Tzikunya. Yoyev Dichri, he gave over Dichri, Rashi says, Elim Rams, Letavche Yisrael, to Jewish butcher, to a Jewish Sheikhit. Omrulu. So this Arab said to the Jew like this, that Domo Vitarbo Ludidan, that the blood and the fat just do belong to me, but Moshko Visulitzhu, the skin and the meat of the animal, that could belong to you. So what's the halacha? So Shochu Rav Tuvia bar Rav Masnir Lekaimid Rav Yosef. So Rav Tuvia bar Masnir sent the shalach from Rav Yosef. Ki I gav no mind such a case, what's the halacha? Like, do we say that since the owner is a goy, he has a machshav l'shem avoy dezoro? Or maybe no, since he's giving us the meat, he's giving us the skin, he's not being done l'shem avoy dezoro. So what's the halacha? Omri av yudah mashmus, av yudah mashmus like this. Halacha k'rab yesi, a pasal k'rab yesi anyway, that says that it's totally in the yoyved. So since here the Sheikhid is a Jew, and this Kavon is not the Shem Avoy Dezoro, he does not tassel with the animal, therefore the Shechita is a Kosher Shechita. Oh, Malei Rav Acha, Bred Rav Aviyo, L'Rav Ashi, but L'Rav Lezer, Kronch Rav Lezer Shechita, that holds no, that the Machshav of the owner could tassel the Korbin, if so, Yoyev Leizuzel L'Tabcha Yisroh Mai. What? There's a Kronch Rav Lezer Shechita, that when the guy owns the animal and he gives it over to Jew to Shecht, we say that the Machshav L'Shem Avodah Zarah of the Bailim passes the animal. Maybe that's only where the guy owned the animal from before, or else at least he was a Shutfis before the Shechita. But over here, the guy went to a Jewish butcher and just paid money for the meat and said, like, after you Shecht the animal, I want to buy $10 worth of the meat. So, my, what's the locha? Do we say the machshava of the goy could still passel the shechita or not? Or Malay said back like this, Chazinu, let's see. A yinish aloma have a, if the person is a very strong person, to lay motzi matchilei, that the Jew cannot push away this goy, cannot tell him this, I don't want to sell you the meat. Then also, the Nenachanami is considered like the Jew now is listening to the goy, as if the goy tak owns the meat already. So the male of the goy is considered like an owner over here. And therefore, since the goy's machshav is Hashem avoy dezoro, it will take a pass for the shechita. But the loy, but if the goy is not such a strong person that he could push him away, the Jew omalei reshecha v'har. Now, it's to say, Rashi says, "Amrei reshecha, here's your head, and here's the mountain, and knock them one against the other." In other words, you just gave me money. So what? maybe I don't have enough meat, maybe I need it for somebody else, I'll just give you back your money. Therefore, it's not considered like the goy owns the meat yet, and therefore, for sure, the goy's machshava would not pass all the korban. Ben Echnami, on the other side, to say that the goy is an alimo, that you can't push him off, Ben Echnami, then the goy's machshava is considered like an owner, and according to Rabbi Lezer, his machshava would pass all the korban. Now the Mishnah says, "Hashoichet l'shem horim." If a Jew makes a shechita and he has the mind to do it l'shem ha, l'shem the mountain, that's his machshava. L'shem gevoyis, l'shem the hills, l'shem yamim, l'shem the oceans. So Rashi says, "Sheosa yam avos chovim." Meaning to say, in these cases, you made the ha, you made the gevoyis to you. There avoy the zoros. It's like yeshechti. Now this beim l'shem, this avoy the zoro. Now again, l'shem nahoros, I do l'shem the rivers, l'shem midborius, l'shem the deserts. So shchitos of psula. In all these cases, say the shchit is psula because the person had a mind to do it l'shem and avoy dezara. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to have to have mem or meralef? What's going to be shnayim erichzem besag? Let's say two people are holding the same knife to make the shchita. For shecht in esh echod l'shem echod mekolelu, one of them has in mind to shecht l'shem avoy dezara. V'yechod l'shem dove kosher, and the other one has more to do with the shame a good stam shchita. Loch l'shchita psula, still the shchita is possible since one of them has more to do with the shame avoy dezara. We say the shchita is psula. Samara says psula in zivche meisimlo. It's mash money. The shchita is possible. It's also teach from it, but it's not called the zivche meis. It's not called also bano. It doesn't have a loch of the kruvas avoy dezara. The question is why not? Or a minute, we have a question. It says clearly. Ha-sheichet l'shem horim, if you shecht l'shem a mountain, l'shem gevoyis, the hills, l'shem nahoros, the rivers, l'shem adboris, the deserts, l'shem chama, the sun, l'voino, the moon, l'shem kechovim, the stars, umazolis, l'shem michol, ha-sar ha-godol, you have a mind to shecht l'shem this great sar ha-godol, michol, or l'shem shul shokotun, a small worm-like, is a reil of zivchei meisim. All these cases are considered like yishecht l'shem avoy dezara, and therefore these are considered zivchei meisim. Rashi says shul shul the telas. So kids, do we say these things are like their avoy dezaras? So they're shechting now l'shem the avoy dezara. It becomes like a takruvas avoy dezara, and it becomes osa bano. So how come Rashi only says psula, not osa bano? So Rabbi Abai says l'kashiv of nastiro. Hod yom lahar, hod yom l'god dehar. Once he just said Lahar, and one he said Lagoda means to the like the god of the mountain. Rashi says the Yom Alishem Har Harayno Nas Avros Kechovim doesn't become an Avoy Dezara. Yesiv Aloheim Alohorim Loheim Aloheim. So therefore, Ilkach Lishmon LeMikra Zivchei Meisim. That if you shechted l'shem the har, since the har itself, the mountain itself, does not become also with the Yisra Avoy Dezara, so if you shecht now your animal l'shem the har, it's not called l'shem Avoy Dezara. Therefore, it's not called Takruvas Avoy Dezara. Therefore, it doesn't become also bano. Rashi says, Miyu psulu it is to eat, Mishum the dom l'shchitas Avoy Dezachovim. Mechlef was like Mudra Bonin, it's doim of people make mistakes to think you could eat from a shchitas that was done l'shem Avoy Dezara. So therefore, like it's also with Rabbanin. But if you say Lagodu to Harashi says it means Lamalach to the Malach. Haramun al Horim that's appointed over the Horim, that's Mamish Doimat al Real Avoy Dezara. So their Taku becomes also Banu, becomes Zivchei Meisim. So all the Yom Alahar to the mountain, and the mountain itself does not become also Banu. And all the Yom Alagudu to Har means to the Malach of the Har. And they can then bring you proof to Ketani, it says, Dumya Demicha Saragodu Shramino. That here Yeshechton l'shem the Malach, and therefore that's Rashi Dumudi Michol, which is the Lav Mechubu, it's not attached. O Balachai Mafagav Lemisasom Mishavos Chavim, the Kamlam Betumuro, but Yosach Mono Nevad, they themselves don't become also, but are called Ponim, but they're called a God, and therefore Yeshecht l'shem them, therefore they became Zivchei Meisim. So if we have a shech to the malach of the har, it's called yeshech to the avoy dezara. So now the shechit is fit like a zivchei mesim, and therefore it's even like a zivchei, it's like the grubus avoy dezara, therefore it becomes also bano. The Amr of Hunavuna says like this, Hoysa behemes chaveiru revuz lefne avoy dezachovim. Let's say you had your friend animal that was lying down in front of an avoy dezara. So kivu cheshochet basim minechot, also, as soon as you make one shechita, so we say now, you shechting l'shem avodah zara. As soon as you shech like one simon, you started to make the shechita, right away it becomes asur b'ano. And Rashi says, "Beimis chaverim is loy mibur." Not only if it was your own, that it becomes asur mishum takvus of rechavim. The way the chiddush is, even though it belongs to your chaver, but since the ma'isa you're doing an action, doing the ma'isa with the ma'isa, you could asur even your friends. That's the law here. That if this animal was with roots lying down, and you went and made a shechita to it, l'shem avodah zara, so even with one simon it becomes asur b'ano. That Afra Pishom, even though it was said that Amishtach of the behemoth chaveroi lo yosru, if you stand bow down to your friend's behemoth l'shem avodah zarah, you do not make it also, because the klal is ain't other moisad of a shenish license, it doesn't belong to you, you can't ask for it. But also, but maisa also, if you do a maisa, you do a shkita to it, through a maisa, through an action, you could make your friend's animal also. So if you made a shkita l'shem avodah zarah, then the behemoth becomes a takruvus avodah zarah, it's also bano. On this Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman has a question to Rav Huna. It says, Hashechit chatis b'shabis, somebody shechs the chatis on Shabbos, Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Le'avodes Kichovim, and he has a mind to do it, Hashem Avodah Zarah. So his mom is taking a korban chatis, and he shechs it in first of all Bachutz, second of all on Shabbos, and third of all, he has the mind to do it, Hashem Avodah Zarah. So, Chayiv Shalosh Chatois, if he does this Pishregig, he's Chayiv to bring three Chatois. Stam al Shabbos, al Chutz, and al Shabbos Kichovim. And the question is, V'yamn, if you're going to tell me, Kivu Teshokot Bo Simenecha, as soon as you shecht one simen, before you finish the Shkita, just at the beginning of the Shkita, as soon as you shecht one simen, right away Osra becomes Osra Bano, becomes Takrubas Avodah Zarah, if so, Ashkute Chutzla Lechayiv, you should not be Chayiv Achatis for the Shkute Chutz. You only Chayiv, you take a behema outside the Beis Minish and make a Shkita on it. But it has to have a shem shechita. Here it doesn't have a shem shechita on this, on the animal. So since it's not called a shechita, it should not be also with a shechute chutz. Rashi in the word by Shabbos says, Rashi speaks out, why isn't it called a kukul negate to Shabbos? Because now you'd be misaken it, Eitzah ben noyach, Sheva menachai is also, man, now it's not called Eva menachai. But our co-opponent by the chat is the most question, why you chayv a shechute chutz? I le mechayiv. Why not? Loshin is mechatech biyofus. I stam cutting dust. Rashi says kivon de neser. Since the behemah became also bano, v'shemavres kechavim. If so, toka shem kotshimene. It went away the shem kotshim from it. V'nasech shavres chamukon lechavres kechavim. V'yofre biyamus only dirt. V'suah mechayiv le mishem shkut echutz. It shouldn't be nisah shkut echutz. We're talking about that it's a bird here, it's a chate soif. To cool the bahavia dodi kosi, by chate soif, you only have to make a mlik or make a shchit on one simen. So with this one simen, you're over the Yisra shchut echutz, you make a shchit abachutz, you're over the Yisra Shabbos, and you're over the Yisra avodizor. Now the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Rav Huna keman omu l'shemayit, who's Rav Huna says, Allah alaik. The chura kula like ula, I've ula ma'isa kol du kom. According to ula, you don't even have to shech the kuflin simen. It's a ma'isa kol du. Rashi says kivun the yomer afun simen echad v'yasam chalim milseyad ula. If so, according to ula, it's a ma'isa kol du. Even one simen you don't have to shech the shem avodah zarah. You don't have to have a gemar shechita. Just one simen alone. As soon as you start it right away, it becomes also. If so, you're also, as soon as you started the shechita, even before you finished it, it becomes also bano. So again, there should not be an issue of shechut echutz, because before you finish the shechita, it's already also bano. It's like offer. There shouldn't be any issue. Ella, rather, the case must be ella biyomer the gemar zivichu oivda. The case talking about where the person speaks that clearly that he doesn't want to do it l'shem avodah zarah at the beginning of the shechita, but only at the end of the shechita. So now, could we talk about regular behema? He's saying clearly he first wants it to be done l'shem avodah zarah by the end of the shechita. So therefore it's called the complete shechita, and therefore there's nisha shechut echut and nisha Shabbos and nisha avodah zarah. So more is the question, if that's the pshat, Did he tell him now we're talking about he made a Tanai light, that he first wants to be over the Avodah Zarah? By the Gmazvi Chiyochi, so the Gemara is, my Iri Chatis, what do we have to say the case is by Korban Chatis, that also has a Chatis Oif, Lishamin and Zavah, let it just say by regular Korban. Any Korban, there's the Issa Shrute Chutz, and there's Nissa Shabbos, and there's Nissa Avodah Zarah. How can it fix with Afkar and the Chatis for? So it's Mashmah, it has to do with the Chatis, the fact the Chatis has a Chatis Oif, that it's only one Simin. And not because the stam you're having a machshava to do it after the shas the gemar zvicha. So Mar says rather el omer mazut. Mazut says like this: mishmei the rav papa, name of rav papa. That hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here hocha b'mayaskino. Kagoyin shehoye chatzi kono pogum. That the kono, the windpipe, was half cut already. Exactly halfway, chatzi kono was pogum. Voice the fall of kol shu. Now we finish it off a little bit more, which was the shchita, the gomru, and that's how we finish the shchita. The kula v'hadi ador the kosen. Everything comes together. Now it's like we're talking about taka chata soif, and by chata soif it's enough just to shecht one simon. The question was though, was the meister cold at the beginning of the shchita already becomes aser banos? Hashtag Rubas Avodah Zarah, and the Issur Shchute Chutz is first at the end of the Shchita, even one Simin. So the answer is no, we're talking about now that the Simin was Chatzi Pogum. So all you have to do is just one little slice and you make it into a Shchita. So that little Purta, it all comes with Asachas. That's why it says, good, a Chatzis means a Chatzis Oif. That you could have all three come of Asachas with that one little cut. After halfway, that you make a kosher shchita, now that shchita makes it for Nisa Shchut Echutz, makes it for Nisa Shchit on Shabbos, and it makes it for Nisa Shchit L'Shem Avoy Dezara. The Omer Papa says, he loved the Omer Rafun. If it wasn't the Rafun said, that Simen Echod if he loved the Omer Rafun Simen Echod Lehevi Chattis Tiyufto. If it wouldn't have been the fact Rav Huna said over the name of Ula, that it's enough to have a Maisa called who a Simen Echod, if it wouldn't be the Pshawal Ula said that the Simen Echod means even a Maisa called who, if without that, Lehevi Chattis Tiyufta. Then the fact that says the Korban Chattis would not be a Tiyufta to say the way we were learning before. Rashi, Lehevi Chattis Tiyufta the Ula of Mereisha, Kiyevi Sagan, because the Havamina was talking about a Behema. The Ikulamim, we could have said to say, Maisa Rabakom Ula. Dino Gemar Maisa. Maybe that the Ula said a Maisa means a Maisa Rabba. If not for what he said over clearly means a Maisa Koldu. If not for that, remember, I would have thought to say that my Mor says, my Maisa, what does it mean to say you have to do a Maisa? Maisa Rabba means say, yeah, yeah, a Gansa Shchita. When you make a whole Maisa, then you can make it also Bano. So I would have thought to say it has to be a complete Maisa, means a whole Maisa Shchita. It's only at the end of the Maisa Shchita that it becomes also Bano, and not before. Because the Ula said over before the Eidus that no, he meant to say even the Maisa Koldu, therefore we have to say the case is talking about a Chatzis Oif, and where the corner was Chatzi Pogum, was already half sliced, there was a Pagama hole there halfway through already, and it's not a treif yet by the corner, so all you have to do is just cut a little bit more, the Shem Shchita, because for Shchita. Now, the Yom Rav Papa, Papa says, he loved the Yom Rav Huna, not the Rav Huna said, Behemis Chaveroi, if you want to say the Chiddush was only even by a Behemis Chaver belongs to your Chaver, not your own, well you have a Chattis Tiyufta, then Chattis also will not be a Kasha, even according to the Havimini we're talking about, you made a complete Shchita to Simonim. Because my time of the day, Motzi also, my time will be the reason, my time of the day, Motzi also is only Kirasa. The Chaver le Motzi Asa, but your friend's Behemah you can't Asa. So since this chattis light doesn't, the chattis is the kahanim's, Rashi, why chattis the kahanimu? As it doesn't belong to the owner, I would have thought to say that you can't answer it. So without Rav Huna's chiddush that you could answer your behemoth chaveroi, I would have thought to say, no, you cannot ask your behemoth chaveroi with a maisa koldu. Samara said, pshit, of course, without Rav Huna, of course that would have been the svara. Samara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, kivun the kornel and the kapora. Since the owner receives a kapora from this korban chatis, K'didei dam yomei b'dekapor alone is considered like it's his own korban, his own animal. So therefore, he could ask the Yibun a kolshu, chamash malon, that's the Chiddush know, that l'maisa since it's a chattis, when you, once you're makdish it, like now it like belongs to the Kahanim, the Kahanim are ones that gets the boss here, so therefore, even though you go and shecht it now, l'shem and avoid the zara, I would have thought to say, you cannot ask for it. Without the Fumis Halacha that you could ask for, they mischaber with a Maisa Koldu, I would have thought to say, no, with a Maisa Koldu, you cannot ask the Beimis Chaveroi. And here the korban like does not belong to you anymore. Once you mount the shit, it belongs to the Kahanim. So without the Fungus Chiddush, there wouldn't be any kasher why you have to have a complete Maisa Shita and why all three come together. It's only we have to have Fungus Chiddush that a person could ask even a behemoth that doesn't belong to you. Then the question was, as soon as you start off the Shita, Maisa Koldu, with that little Maisa, even though that behemoth doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Kahanim, but your little Shita, L'shem Avoy Dezara, right away you make it Asa Bano. That was the question. If it becomes also benor, it's like Afer, it's like dust already. It's meant to be Saraf. Since so, why is there an Issa Shkut Echut? Why is there an Issa on Shabbos? And that's the answer we're talking about now. Chatas means a Chatas Oif. And the Katzikon Apogam, that all you have to do is just a little bit Maisa Kodu to finish off the Shkita. That little Maisa finishes off the Shkita, the Shkut Echut, and the Issa Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say that Eino de Moisa Dovish and Ishloi. No, you cannot ask the son that doesn't belong to you. And Rashi says, I feel the Gemara Maisa. Even though you do a complete Maisa Shchita, still, you cannot ask the Dov that doesn't belong to you. Only if it's yours, you can make it also. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't make it also. And this Gemara's the question. Maisa, we have a question. It says, Ha Shoychet Chatis Peshabis. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, that was the whole Torah we just said before. So about a chatas soif, you only have to have one simin, and even that simin where it's already chatsi kona pogrim, there's a hole going through half the kona already. So you have to do just a little bit ma'isa shchita, all three come together. Now time with the chatas soif, to kula vihadi adodi kosin, what's the case? We're talking about a chatas soif, that all three come exactly the same time. Avozevach, by korbin lo, we're not talking about a korbin. Now the question is why? The same thing. The lechura doesn't belong to you. The hinder doesn't belong to you. Even though you're doing a shit, l'shem avoid the zara, it doesn't become also bano. So it's good why it's called the shchut echutz, why it's called the shchut on Shabbos. So what do you have to say? It's talking about a chatas seifa, even a chatas beim also. If Yodi can't ask for a dove shen nishaloi, because since it doesn't belong to you, you can't ask for the korban. So it won't be an issa, it won't become asa bano. So my answer is no. According to them, you'll have to answer that kivon de kan yilele kapor, since the owner, the original owner, even though once he's marked, the shit belongs to the Kahanim, they eat from the meat. But since the original owner receives a kapora of forgiveness from this korban chatis, he's k'didei damya, that's all considered like his, and therefore when he makes the shchit l'shem avoid zara, he can answer it. And therefore, with the shchit the koldo, with the shchit the port at the beginning of it, it already becomes asa bano, it's like machtach biyofa dami. So you won't have the asa shchut echutz, and that's still needed teretz, we're talking about afka, chatis oif, that all you need is a shchit and one simen, and even that one simen, it was already a chatzikon apog. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.